you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for June 11th. Today's word is chasten, spelled C-H-A-S-T-E-N. Chasten is a verb that means to correct by punishment or suffering, to discipline or purify. It can also mean to prune something, such as a work or style of art, of excess, pretense, or falsity, to refine. Chasten can also mean to cause to be more humble or restrained, to subdue. Here's the word used in a sentence. He was very arrogant as a younger man, but he has been sufficiently chastened by life's hardships and is now more cognizant of his own failings and weaknesses. If you say you would castigate or chastise someone in order to chasten them, you demonstrate a good knowledge of the origin of the word chasten. All three verbs derive from the Latin verb castigare, meaning to punish. Castigare combines the Latin word castus, which means pure, and is the source of the English word chaste, with the verb agere, meaning to lead or to drive. Castigate, chastise, and chasten share the sense of to subject to severe and often physical punishment, but all three verbs are now likely to refer to a verbal dressing down as to a physical lesson. Chasten, which arrived in English via the Anglo-French word chastier, can also mean to prune of excess, pretense, or falsity. This led to the more general sense of to make more subdued, although the humility can be imposed by a humiliating situation as easily as by a strict taskmaster. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.